Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricane Dean hit the shores of Mexico with 165-mile-an-hour winds. The hurricane hit just north of Chetumal, a city of about 150,000. Damage by the Category 5 storm isn't fully assessed, but Christians are on the front lines. World Vision is just one of the organizations standing by, says Luis Armenta, speaking from the Yucatan Peninsula. As a Christian organization, they're helping with more than physical needs.
This gave us opportunity to give a practical witness of the love of Jesus, and in that way to share the good news.
Next, thousands of homeless are waiting for help in Peru's quake zone. International Aid's working with 10 partner churches near the quake's epicenter to begin distribution of hygiene kits, blankets, and miscellaneous relief supplies. Once the shipment arrives, these local churches will be acting as the hands and feet of Christ as they begin distributing supplies to suffering families and on-the-ground relief workers. Damaged roads and poor communications are complicating their work, so please pray. And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's David Southwell says a Brazilian pastor has a vision for sending missionaries to the Portuguese-speaking countries of Africa. This pastor developed Multicultural Ministries Maranatha to train new missionaries. Southwell says this pastor is intent on training toward evangelism.
After we go to Cape Verde Islands, he has a desire to look at someone going to Angola, and we have already made some contacts in Angola for people who want Angolans who study even at our seminary in the city of São Paulo, to be able to begin to build some bridges there and some relationships there so they can fulfill their dream.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.